Turkey and Egypt are sharing the same recipe books. Although India is infamous for corruption and graft, a ministry is helping to change that. And a casual debate in Japan turns out to be much more. Find out what that means on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Turkey and Egypt seem to have taken a page out of the same recipe book when it comes to dealing with protests. Take one peaceful demonstration, sprinkle with indifference, cover, and let the pressure build. Brittany Tedesco is with Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions.
I think the people of Turkey are just very concerned that their government is not listening to them, doesn't care what they want, isn't concerned about what they're concerned about. And I find that, you know, with these authoritarian-type Islamist governments, that's just the way it's going. And the people are just very frustrated.
Then add tear gas and water cannons, shake well, and stand back for the eruption.
From a Christian point of view, I always think about the ministries that Christian Aid is supporting and local believers. You know, what is this going to mean for them?
What could it mean? An untimely disruption.
Pray for Turkish believers that they would have the wisdom to know how to go about sharing the gospel in a way that doesn't put anyone in danger. And also just for resources. They distribute a lot of New Testaments and gospel literature.
If you're willing to help, we'll connect you through links at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Christians in Central Asia are in trouble. Militant Islam is on the rise. A recent report says upcoming transitions in the region will give birth to a new wave of radicalism. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
If this continues to be on the rise, I mean, there's no doubt that this kind of persecution is related to the rise of it.
One young woman from a Muslim background came to Christ 2 years ago. Since then, her family's given her nothing but trouble. They've even shaved her head to shame her.
There are others who convert to Christianity, sometimes at the risk of their very lives.
SGA supports churches who reach out to new believers, but they're meeting hardships too.
Because of this kind of extremism, evangelical churches sort of get caught up in the crossfire.
Will you come alongside them in prayer for Central Asia? Pray for the advance of the gospel.
The gospel is the solution to all of this.
This is Mission Network News. Running a business in India is hard with all the bureaucratic fences, but an unmarked envelope with a little bribe money can get you over those fences. Indian business people often have to pick between a thriving company or their integrity. Global Advance is a 5-day business conference this weekend in southeastern India. David Shibley with Global Advance says this training encourages godly business ethics.
That you can raise a standard of integrity in the marketplace and honor the Lord in every way in the business arena. And so I think it's going to be a catalytic time for these young men and women to be encouraged again, to keep their eyes on the prize, and to really help recreate a new India.
The purpose?
Raising up these Great Commission companies that can help fund the purposes of Christ within their nation and beyond.
$50 gives one person vital business training. You can help by visiting our website. Elsewhere, a Brazilian couple has started a new church in Paris. The couple came to France 3 years ago with a mission society. They began sharing the gospel, and they found very few churches to send these new believers to, so they decided to start their own. Although it's in the early stages, the Good News Church already shows promise. Hundreds come to special events, and 50 to 70 people come every Sunday. Pray this church shines a light to the community. And Japanese tend to see religion like picking ice cream. It doesn't really matter what flavor you choose as long as you like it. They don't see truth as absolute. But recently, a Christian with pioneers in Japan had a casual debate with a Buddhist and Shinto priests. The audience was packed out. The Christian talked about Christ as the only way to God, and the audience was pretty moved. The Shinto priest even joked that he should convert to Christianity. You can read the full story at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.